Burying her hands in his hair, Grace threw her head back and hissed in pleasure as his pulsing tongue stroked her intimately. Never had she felt anything like it. Over and over, in and out, he delved and licked and tormented, making her breathless, weak. Julian closed his eyes and growled low in his throat as he tasted her for the very first time, and he reveled in it. The sound of her murmured pleasure echoed in his ears. He could feel her body respond to every careful, sensual lick he delivered to her. Indeed, he felt the quivering in her thighs and buttocks against his cheeks and shoulders. She writhed sensuously in response to him. His breathing ragged, he wanted to show her exactly what she had been missing. When she left this room tonight, she would never again flinch from his touch. Grace moaned as he moved his hand slightly and dipped his thumb inside her while he continued to tease her with his tongue. "Julian!" she gasped as her body involuntarily shook and shivered. He moved his thumb and tongue even faster, deeper, swirling and swirling, delving and caressing. Her head swam at the feel of his whiskers gently scraping between her thighs, rubbing her between her legs. And just when she thought she could take no more of it, her release came so fiercely that she threw her head back and screamed from the deep, cascading waves of pleasure that rippled through her. And still he continued, driving her pleasure on until she climaxed again, hard on the heels of the first one. When he did it to her a third time, she thought she might very well perish from it. Weak and more than spent, she rolled her head back and forth against the pillow as he continued his relentless pace. "Please, Julian, please," she begged as her body continued to spasm from his touch. "I can't take any more." Only then did he withdraw. Her breathing, ragged, she throbbed from the top of her head all the way to the very tips of her toes. She'd never in her life known such intense pleasure. He kissed a slow path back up her body before he buried his lips against her throat.
"Tell me the truth, Grace," he breathed in her ear. "Have you ever felt that before?"
"No," she whispered honestly, doubting few, if any, women had ever experienced anything like what he'd just done to her. "I had no idea." His eyes hungry, he stared at her as if he still wanted to devour her. Grace felt his erection against her hip and realized he hadn't released himself. He had kept his word to her. Her heart hammering at the knowledge, she wanted to help him experience what she had, or at least a close proximity of it. Reaching down, she started to unbutton his pants. He caught her hand, then moved it to his lips, where he kissed her palm sweetly.
"It's a nice thought, but don't bother."
"Julian," she said chidingly, "I know it gets really painful for men if they don't—"
"I can't,"
he insisted, interrupting her. She frowned. "Can't what?"
"I can't orgasm."
Her jaw dropped at his words. Surely he wasn't serious. And yet his eyes were deadly earnest.
"It's a part of the curse," he said. "I can give you pleasure, but if you touch me right now, you'll only make me hurt more."